Welcome to The Battle. I'm Matt Sidholm, and this season, Jen Tully and I will try to determine the winner of the battle of 80s movie soundtrack songs. We've got 16 songs competing. Every episode, we'll have one battle. And in the end, we will crown a champion. Of course, we've got three categories we judge these battles on. First up, songwriting. How does it sound? What do we think of the lyrics? If there are lyrics, little preview of this week's episode. The critical reception, how the song chart, were there any awards, etc. And then finally, the cultural significance. Do people remember this song? Do people know this song? Has it stood the test of time? This week, we move into the name of the movie division. And here, our top seed is Footloose by Kenny Loggins. And it's taking on Chariots of Fire by Vangelis. So let's talk about songwriting, although one of them doesn't have any lyrics. Jen, your thoughts?
Well, that might actually work well for Kenny Loggins in this particular instance. The fact that one of our categories focuses on lyrics and one song doesn't have them at all might serve him well for this one. And don't get me wrong, anyone who's ever listened to any sort of guest appearance or what are you listening to or battle mix, any of the shows where we ever talk about it and it comes up, people know I love Kenny Loggins. I went to see Kenny Loggins in Fort Worth this past year. Like, love, love, love Kenny Loggins. And Footloose isn't great songwriting, maybe. Like, lyrically, it perfectly captures the feeling of the movie. It, you know, it sets up what you're about to see and kind of tells the story. It allows for one of maybe the greatest opening credit scenes ever in a movie. It gives you, like, lots of energy, but the lyrics are, you know, a little rhymey for my taste. And some of the things, you know, that he's talking about, like, please, Louise, pull me off of my knees. Like, I don't know. It's a little Jack, get back. Like, a little, like, rhymey.
It reminded me of Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, right? Where he's like, got to get on the bus, Gus. Make a new plan, Stan. It's like Kenny was listening to that. Like, Jack, get back. Louise and Deez. Right. Like, what else can arrive? Name and arrive.
Totally.
Yeah, right.
So it feels a little like it's a little silly, but, you know, I freaking love it still. And, you know, what's hard for me too is when we're going down the Footloose path, and Kenny Loggins was, you know, the soundtrack king of the 80s, probably second only to, like, John Hughes in my heart in terms of, like, 80s movies, music. Like, Kenny Loggins and John Hughes are, like, right in the middle of that for me. But I really love the other song that Kenny Loggins did for Footloose, which is I'm Free, Heaven Helps the Man.
I love that song.
I always thought
yes,
that was a better song. I love that song.
It is a much better song. It's not in this tournament because, frankly, like, you can't crown – like, you can't put it over Footloose. And we'll get to
right.
The other categories here because I think that's what makes Footloose stand out. But – yeah, as we're just focusing on the composition and the songwriting and everything here, like, I love I'm Free. Like, that's one I'll go back to, you know, time and time again. And again, I love listening to Footloose, but I just think I'm Free is a better song. I'm totally with you on that. And a lot of people don't even know that song, too.
Such a good
song. And it's playing.
So listeners,
it's from the movie. You guys, if you've watched Footloose, when they're putting together, like, the prom.
The prom.
Yeah. Like, when they're doing all that montage, that's I'm Free. And that's also Kenny Loggins. And, just a fantastic song.
Such a good song.
Well, let's talk about Chariots of Fire. So, no lyrics. It's an instrumental. But, I mean, really kind of uniquely done because it's all... it's synthesizers and piano. There's some percussion. Like, it's really a really interesting composition, I think. Again, totally instrumental, but I would say ahead of its time because it's just electronic music.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and it's the other thing is it's freaking catchy. Like, you hear it once and you hear it forever, right? Like, it's you that song sticks. And it was when it came out, it was 1981. So electronic music wasn't anywhere near the kind of like it wasn't a genre like it is today. And Vangelis is a Greek composer. And, you know, like this song kind of took everybody by storm. So even if you weren't typically a classical music listener, back in the day, the song was everywhere. And so you definitely heard it. And Vangelis did the entire soundtrack for the film. you know, and I dare you to, that's the other thing is like, I dare you to listen to this song without visualizing people slow running on a beach. So it doesn't have lyrics, but it has that imagery that is forever linked to it.
You're right. It's a little bit of an earworm. Like that song will get in your head and stay there. But yeah, you're right. It has a classical feel to it, but with the synthesizers and everything being used, mm-hmm. it is very of the era. So credit to him that it's not even like, you know, a fifth of Beethoven where it's like kind of comical how they updated, right. you know, Beethoven for like the disco era. Like this is like, right. oh wait, no, this is well done. Okay. Like you can listen to this and it fits this very serious movie that it was a part of. It won Best Picture. Like it was a yeah. huge hit. And so this song really was everywhere. But yeah, I mean, I think it was really well done. So, I mean, honestly, like, I know it doesn't have any lyrics, but just on maybe we should call this song composition here. I kind of give the edge here to Vangelis.
Yeah, this one was a hard for me. This was a hard topic, but because there were no lyrics, I actually did give it to Footloose. And I think that despite the silliness of the lyrics of Footloose, there's still lyrics that we all know, that we all sing, that, you know, like everybody cut, like, you know, you're never ever going to not think of that. And I think that I have to slightly give an edge in this particular criteria section. I have to give this one to Footloose.
All right. So let's talk about how the critics received this one. Footloose reached the top one of the Hot 100, not just in the US, but I believe it was several other countries that it hit the top of the charts. And it was nominated for an Oscar. And I thought this was a great note. Do you know did you see who it lost to in the Oscars that year?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder. I just called to say I love you. Did you remember this movie? I don't remember this movie.
The Woman in Red with Gene Wilder and Kelly LeBrock. Mm-hmm. You're hard pressed to find an 80s movie that I don't remember, Matt. Come on. You're in my sweet spot now. Mid-80s.
That's impressive. That's impressive because I was like, I'd never, you know, we talked about during the Glory of Love episode, people not associating that song with Karate Kid Part 2. It's like, I just called to say I love you all the time. I never think of The Woman in Red.
Yeah, I don't have a big association of those two as being linked, just because that song kind of went off and had a life of its own. But yes, I did remember that it was from the Gene Wilder, Kelly LeBrock classic. She's not just in Weird Science, folks.
God, Gene Wilder. That's amazing. That's a topic for another day, that those two were a romantic couple in a movie. Chariots of Fire also hit number one, and that was significant because that's the first Greek artist to reach the top of the chart in the United States.
Yep.
And also amazing for an instrumental, too.
For sure. And I think that, you know, there were a ton of awards for both of these songs. This is a tough category because they're both stacked. You know, I mean, like the top 100 year in for 1984, Footloose was the number four song overall. On AFI, 100 Years, 100 Songs, Footloose sits at 96. I mean, that's with classics like Singing in the Rain and Over the Rainbow and Moon River. And, you know, like it features 96 on that. That's pretty impressive. But then, yes, like you said, Chariots of Fire won the Academy Award for Best Original Score in 1981. The piano parts are beautiful. And it had a steady climb on the charts in the U.S. for 5 months. And at the year, it ended at number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 1982. So, you know, Footloose charted a little higher there, but it didn't win the Academy Award, and Chariots of Fire did. So I think in the critical acclaim or critical reception section, I am going to have to give this one to Chariots of Fire, even though I think that Footloose is my preferred song. I think in this category, Chariots of Fire theme has to win.
I would agree with you. Yeah. I'll give that edge to Chariots of Fire in this one. So now we're going to talk about this last category. And I think that's where there's a huge disparity. And that is cultural relevance. Now, I will say in Chariots of Fire's defense, okay, it still comes up. in the 2012 London Olympics, they used the song. They did this kind of skit with Mr. Bean. I don't know if that downgrades the song or not, but that was part of, it was either the opening or closing ceremonies. They used that. You know, it's a song that comes up from time to time. And again, people who know it, like, probably remember this song more so than they do the movie.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, like, I feel like people know the song for sure. And unless you're, I wrote, this was my note, unless you're 100 years old, you have not seen Chariots of Fire. So there we go. For all the, 100 year olds out there.
No, this,
that was my
this,
note.
yeah, this podcast is huge with that audience, actually.
With the geriatric.
Yeah, no, they love it. They love it. Brings back a lot of good memories
Like, I saw Chariots of Fire when it first, you know, like whatever, many years ago. And I saw it once and I'm like, yeah, really good. Like done. I've seen Footloose 500,000 times to the point where I could perform my Jen Tully one woman show of Footloose for you right here. I won't, but I could. So I think in this cut, you're like, yeah, if we're talking about cultural references, I mean, like, Footloose, it was so good. They had to remake it, right?
True.
Like nobody remade Chariots of Fire.
No.
People have seen this movie and I think probably they've seen the original more than they've even seen the new version. Right. And I was trying to remember, I saw the new one and was just like, blah, I can't even watch this on principle alone, you know, and then was trying to remember like who even did the song for the remake.
It was Blake Shelton. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
And it's like, I'm sorry. I'm going to like, we try and keep it upbeat and positive, but it was like the stupidest like remake of a song. I'm sorry, Blake. I think he's probably such a nice guy and seems like such a cool person, but I'm like, he didn't add anything to it. It maybe sounds like slightly more country than the original, but I'm like, if you're going to remake a song, like remake a song, update it, you know, or if it's going to be a country version, like take it full country, like do something. So
well, joining us now on the phone, it's Blake Shelton. Blake, right. you want to respond to this? I probably should have jumped in earlier on this criticism, but
Blake, pause, because I'd really just like to talk to Gwen. If you could pull her on over, we'll have a combo. I want to talk to Gwen about Chariots of Fire. I wonder if she's seen it. Probably, she's not 100.
She's probably seen. Yeah, she's busy watching Chariots of Fire again. That's the note he just handed me.
Right, that's what's happening. And Chariots of Fire is still around. You're right, but I think its staying power is almost. And I hate to say this, but it's almost really is like a punchline sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
if someone, it's been used more in movies, like when it,
as a
it's kind of a jokey race between two people who shouldn't be racing at all, like who shouldn't be running.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. It's almost taken on kind of a parody quality to it. Whereas you're right. I mean, Footloose, the original, the song and the movie, I mean, they're so strongly associated with each other. And, you know, what can you say? I mean, you said it earlier, Kenny Loggins is the king of the 80s movie soundtrack. And so having him associated with it makes it even stronger. You mentioned the intro earlier where you just have the feet and the different like shoes, like kind of just dancing, which I think is just brilliant. And, I can watch this movie at any point and rewatch it. I'll have my kids watch this and, probably laugh about it. And, this is what gives Footloose the overall win, I think, is just it's too big of a cultural touch point versus what Chariots of Fire is.
I agree. I have to give the win hands down on this one to Footloose. It's not even a question for me. And both movies are good, but from a cultural relevance standpoint, I think that Footloose is definitely the cultural touchstone that edges out the critical acclaim of Chariots of Fire.
All right. Well, there you have it. The top seed moves on. Okay, we're going to get to the other matchup next week. In the name of the movie division, okay, we know Ray Parker was not afraid of no ghosts, but what about if those ghosts brought a little purple rain with them? Would that cause a little fear in Ray Parker Jr.? We are going to find out. Okay, tell us what you think of that matchup at Super Awesome Mix, and Jen and I will be back next week to tell you all about it.